Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we intend to discuss today relates to the fact that a certain incident which took place in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on the basis of that incident, the superiority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is validated or proven. Now, the incident itself states that on one occasion, one day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting his head on the knees of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And he dozed off, and the time was Asr, and the sun, of course, was going down. And Ali did not deem it appropriate to wake up the Prophet, so he did not wake him up. And it is said that the sun actually went down, and the sunset took place. And after that, the Prophet Muhammad himself awoke, and he asked Ali if he had prayed. Ali said he had not prayed. So the Prophet said that he will pray to God to return the sun so that, of course, they could pray. And it is said that when the Prophet Muhammad prayed to God, the sun arose once again. Now, this is what is recorded, is what is narrated. And it should be clarified here that many of our hadith authorities, like, for example, Ibn al-Jawzi, who has compiled a book on concocted narratives called Al-Mawzu'at, he has recorded this narrative in that particular book. Similarly, Hafiz Mizzi and Hafiz Zahabi, two of our very acclaimed authorities, have also regarded this whole incident to be a fabrication. We do know that there are some authorities of hadith who have tried to prove the fact that this narrative is not suspect. However, we can safely say that the opinion of Hafiz Zahabi and Hafiz Mizzi, as well as of Ibn al-Jawzi, has to be relied upon, because the nature of this event also is such that had it taken place, then this would have been reported by a large number of people. The sun rising after a sunset is something, of course, which is very, very something no less than a miracle. And had such an incident taken place, this would have been reported in a much wider way, in a much broader way, and many people would have talked about this incident, and many, many people would have absolutely made this a basis of even accepting faith that it had taken place. Now, we know that no such thing has ever taken place. So therefore, we can safely say that this incident has absolutely no basis, and Muslims would do well if they disregard this and discard this incident from their corpus of literature, simply because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not need the support of such weak narratives to prove his superiority. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an acclaimed and acknowledged Prophet of God, and he, of course, anything which is found in established history, which is found in the Quran itself, or which is correctly ascribed to him in hadith narratives, is welcome, and we have to accept it. But such narratives which are not only weak in their matn or in their content, but also in their isnad or the chain of narration, they cannot be accepted. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.